I'm with Max Hayward. It's the end of the day on day one at True Dublin. It's been a really interesting day. Max ran a track earlier today entitled Employee Branded. Now, I wasn't in it, and I haven't got a clue what went on in it, so I'm going to hand over to Max just to share his thoughts.
Thank you, Martin. Well, so what we were talking about, what the idea of employee branded is, really, I guess, our starting point, the premise is that traditional employer brand materials are, you know, really haven't kept up with the times and are increasingly ineffective. People are switching off advertising, they're not reading websites, that kind of thing. And the question really is, has the time come, therefore, with the advent of social media, for employers to empower and encourage their staff to actually publish running accounts of their working experience, to write blogs, post videos, photos and that kind of stuff, to give prospective hires a better insight into the real world of employment? And there's three main kind of outcomes, really, from the track. First one was outright fear. One of the recruiters talked about Irish employers being terrified, actually, and I guess that's partly because of the economic climate and the fact that lots of firms have been laying people off, and there was a lot of concern about employees not posting positive stuff, you know. But there was also a recognition that nobody believes employer brand stuff these days. I mean, they're so media savvy. And actually, that kind of material is arguably the most credible. So the second kind of theme, really, that came out of it is that employees themselves really are pretty unfamiliar with this idea. They're novices, really. So it's not something that you want to kind of force them to try and do. In fact, a better approach is really to identify those people in your organisation that are already kind of active digitally, and then kind of invite them to be your sort of advanced troops, I think was the expression, one of the expressions that was used, to become brand ambassadors, to talk about your firm. And then I think the other point was to give them some help, some training, really, to get to grips with this. And Sodexo talked about the fact that they started off running a closed blog, so to get their team kind of comfortable with the medium and with commenting on stuff, that kind of thing. The third key thing really was if you're going to pursue this and do this kind of activity, that one of the most important thing is to be spontaneous. That kind of content is perceived as being kind of the most authentic, so that was important. And also that some of the most powerful content is actually the use of photos and videos. Mm-hmm. And Oracle talked about a video of their staff restaurant that had more than 1,000 views. So it can be surprising what prospective hires are really interested in. And then I guess the final thought really was one which Bill brought to the group, which was, and it kind of comes back, I guess, to that first point about fear, which is really that if you give employees a voice, most of the time they behave responsibly and really, you know, really trust your employees, I guess, is the big message.
Max, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.